The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all of his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, I suppose those of us who are married can say it is the Holy Spirit who first attracted us to our husband or our wife. Or those of us who are converts can say that it was the Holy Spirit who led us to Christ and the universal church. And I remember that when the cardinals were about to enter the conclave to elect the successor to St. John Paul II, one of the cardinals, and I think it was Cardinal Maida, I remember him saying that the decision would be guided by the Holy Spirit. But if a pope is not unanimously elected, if a cardinal votes for someone who is not elected, does this mean that cardinal is not inspired by the Holy Spirit? How does a person know if he or she is making decisions, including how they live their day-to-day lives, that are inspired by the Holy Spirit? St. Peter assures us in today's passage from the Acts of the Apostles that each of us who are baptized receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in our baptisms. And when we receive the sacrament of confirmation, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. In baptism, all Christians are bonded into the body of Christ. Yet why are there denominations? Surely the Holy Spirit is not inspiring people to fragment the church, yet that is what some very serious people, who I'm sure considered themselves inspired by the Holy Spirit, have done and continue to do. When I think of those cardinals trying to elect a pope by opening themselves to the Holy Spirit, yet disagreeing with each other, I can only sense the stress it must cause them. And if that is stressful, think of the person who is elected pope. What must his first thought be? I'm sure despite his openness to the Holy Spirit, he must experience some form of being terrified. How do people cope with such great responsibilities? How do you cope with decisions and distresses you must face in your own lives? Do you consider yourselves open to and guided by the Holy Spirit? How do you know if you really are? Well, I think St. Peter gives two clues, at least for me, in what he says in today's passage from Acts and in his first letter. I know that first I must be repentant and must have an attitude of repentance for the times I have sinned. Sinning is, among other things, simply denying or going counter to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I must be meek. A person who is meek never responds in anger to injustices done to him or her, but always responds forcefully to injustices done to others. As St. Peter says of Jesus, when he was insulted, he he returned no insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Instead, he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. That's meekness. When I am aware of these two attitudes in myself, repentance for my sins and meekness, I tend to trust that my decisions are at least in line with the Holy Spirit, and my experience has borne that out. Becoming a Catholic Christian is a perfect example. I felt a lot of stress about it, but I felt I was being directed by a force outside of myself, who I now understand to be the Holy Spirit, that allowed me to recognize becoming a Christian was an opportunity to avail myself not only for the forgiveness of sins that Jesus won for me, but an opportunity to follow his teachings, to allow Jesus to be my shepherd. I wouldn't have called my attitude repentant or myself meek at the time, but now I recognize that perhaps I was. I never argued with anyone who tried to dissuade me from becoming a Catholic Christian, including and especially my closest friends, who all happened to be fallen away Catholics. I find it most reassuring that by watching my conversion, all of them but one were led back to active participation in the church, and in a very short period of time. My brothers and sisters, we hear the 23rd Psalm so often that it is easy to not realize what it actually says. If Jesus is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. There is nothing I shall fear. I will be guided by the Holy Spirit into the right paths, and only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life. I will not be offended by anyone's attitude toward myself, and I will repent of the times I have offended anyone else, especially God. And I will have the confidence in my life decisions that comes with knowing that I am trying to conform my life to the shepherd and guardian of my soul.